Hiya, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Crystal Palace press conference, and joining me to chat to that is a panel of young Scouse excellence. I've got Jake Nolan to my left, Tom Whittaker ahead of me, and Chloe Bloxham to my right as well. Some really interesting stuff from that press conference, a bit more sort of player-focused and positive, which we always like. He talks about Mane, Origi and Matip, so we'll get stuck into that. We've got Robbie Scotcher as our Crystal Palace fan coming in the second part, and then we'll do your usual team news and predictions in the third part. But Jake, I'll come to you first, because we had a bit of a chat there before the sort of show started, but once the press conference finished, about Jurgen just seeming in a generally better mood in the press conferences these days, and seeming like he's maybe not trying to overthink the sort of mental side of it, and is getting a bit swept up away in the emotion again, and that's good to see, to be honest, isn't it? It means good things for, you know, the world as a whole, I think, if Jurgen's in a better mood, but also it seems like it means better things for the football team as well.
Yeah, great to see him enjoying himself again. I mean, that's why he's here, isn't it? To buzz off the fans, to buzz off us. And that's why he's not sort of managing the club, which haven't got our fans and whatnot. So good to see him in a good mood, and what's not to be sort of happy about at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I'll come straight back to you, because he was talking about Sadio Mane first of all there, and he says Sadio is really sharp. We talk about this when a striker misses chances, but the amount he had is important. He's in a good moment physically and mentally, and I think there's probably an extent to which we as fans can overthink this a little bit from the outside looking in, don't we? When we see Mane missing all the chances, and we see him sort of reacting to missing those chances. Look, he's a striker. He's going to react badly when he misses chances. But as Jurgen points out there, he's one of those sorts of players who is getting in those positions that others probably aren't getting into to take those chances and that kind of thing and create them. And I think if Jurgen's saying that Sadio's in a good way physically and mentally, we sort of have to take that as read, really, don't we?
Yeah, sometimes I think Sadio Mane's biggest problem is that the lad on the other wing is better than him. I sometimes think if, you know, Mane was in any other era or any other team maybe in the league, you'd applaud that's coming from him. Obviously, hasn't been as good as we're, you know, on mad levels that, like, you can't even get. He hasn't been as good as Salah, but I thought you'd normally get a bit more worried if the lad isn't getting the positions. And yeah, he is snatching at things, but that's because he wants it, and he wants it because he wants to win for Liverpool, and I'm all right with that.